I've got Bonzo Dog Band, Look Out, There's a Monster Coming.
Look Out, There's a Monster, yes. Oh, why haven't I got it with me? You haven't got it set up, I suppose.
I've got it set up, I'm like that.
And it is an absolutely superb spot.
Yeah,
because I must say, more than any other group, and I mean more than any other group, the Bonzos are. I mean, there's not a lot you can actually play on the radio because they can alienate people. Particularly, Look Out, There's a Monster Coming.
I'm totally alienated.
And the last, I tell you, you're going to do the last sort of 30 seconds when the song completely spins out of control.
It kind of goes from like kind of strange.
No, you see what it does to people. That's what I'm saying here. You can't mess around with these things. You can say we're going to do the occult this week. We are going to play a game whereby things that frighten you, play them down the phone. And as people got to play them down the phone, of course they're going to fall off the air. Of course nothing's going to happen. Now, don't search the material here. It's nothing to do with the radio station or telecom or anything. He died. He died before he could put it on the air. He was going to play us a bit of Look Out There. I mean, somebody's on the air, look at it. Look at the facts. If you were a policeman, play Columbo for a minute. Man, what was the song he was going to play just before he died? Look Out, There's a Monster Coming. I think that's a clue. I mean, that's it. You can't go to play Look Out, There's a Monster Coming and think he's just going to come through on the air. We'll try and revive Juan, or we'll get an actor to stand in and play Juan, because it's a song worth playing. But this morning we are asking you, Alice, did you hear that?
Did Juan in Wandsworth ever really exist?
He existed. He dropped dead. I mean, I don't want to break it to his relatives in that way, over the air, but...
you don't think that particular line, you know, is haunted or cursed in some way?
I know, when he gets round, you know, whenever we do to stand in for him, please look out, there's a monster coming, you're going to find it just how scary it is. Now, Simon is on the phone. Now, he's going for a much... wait, if I don't laugh because I say Simon, Simon in Canterbury. Simon!
Hello.
Yes, you're stepping into a dead man's shoes. I hope this goes well for you, but it can be tricky.